From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. There's new data showing those people sometimes referred to as mom-and-pop investors were fleeing en masse to the relative safety of cash investments. New numbers from Credit Suisse and the Investment Company Institute show that $6.5 billion were yanked from stock mutual funds by individual investors, while at the same time they took more than $8 billion away from bond funds. Normally, you don't see big withdrawals from both at the same time. And get this, this data is from July, not August, the month when we've seen the big volatility. Mom and pop, in a sense, anticipated the mess. And on this volatility, experts see more of it coming, as Marketplace's Gigi Duban reports.
Volatility is a normal part of any market, so it's hard to predict. But John Sweeney has a theory. He's Executive Vice President of Retirement and Investing Strategies at Fidelity.
Volatility will be probably more prevalent than it has been over the last couple of years.
He says that's because we're in the sixth year of a bull run. Prices have steadily gone up, so the market would be more volatile even without this week's swings. So how long can we expect this to go on?
That's unclear.
Yeah, he doesn't have a crystal ball either. He says between the economic slowdown in China, the price of oil, and the Fed's plan to raise interest rates, there's still a lot of uncertainty. But more volatility isn't always a bad thing, says Jamie Cox. He's managing partner at Harris Financial Group.
If you have a low volatility environment, you can basically just buy stocks indiscriminately.
And buying on impulse without doing your homework is usually bad news for investors in the long term, he says. So instead of fearing volatility, maybe we should embrace it. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.